A lot has been said about falling gas prices in the state and how that's hurting the state budget. But a quick look at the most recent economic numbers shows that Wyoming's economy may be better than you think. Jim Robinson is a senior economist with Wyoming's Division of Economic Analysis. This is the last month of the fiscal year, and he says things look good.
For fiscal 2012, which ends June 30th, it's going to be a fairly good year. And even with the declining natural gas prices, that's going to show up more so in the next couple of months here. But state revenues will probably finish pretty much on track.
Well, the sales tax numbers are interesting to me. I'm assuming that has to do with some of the new hiring that's been going on and some of the things going on in the oil and gas patch. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, you know, the sales and use tax numbers have been fairly strong all year, and a lot of that has to do with the energy sector in the state. And it's still doing well. The oil and gas employment numbers are still holding up a little more than 17,000 employees. And, it has a lot to do with energy, and that kind of spills into some other sectors as well, especially retail trade. The oil and gas prices, especially the natural gas prices being as low as they are, we haven't seen the impact on employment, and I guess that's one of the things that people were expecting to see.
When Craig met, the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group met, was that part of the suggestion is that we would see some of those employment numbers go down and that could affect the economy?
I think there was a little bit of concern that the employment numbers, especially in energy, would be starting to wind down a little bit, but that really hasn't happened, but I kind of goes hand in hand with the rig counts that we have in the state as well, and they've been fairly close to where they were last year, so we just haven't seen that drop off yet.
You will have people, Jim, who I imagine will look at this and maybe see this as positive, and it certainly is. But boy, those gas prices make a big difference to our state revenue, don't they?
Well, natural gas is a very, very big part of state revenues. Both for severance taxes and royalties, but also for property taxes. So there's there's just a big impact on the state when natural gas prices go up or down.
So I'm guessing that you can't overcome that with the sales tax increases and that type of thing?
That sales tax, is an important part, but the natural gas part is very, very big. And so that's kind of where the Wyoming's economy right now is kind of tied into natural gas. And so we've got the production numbers. We just don't have the prices right now that we'd like to have.
One last thing for you, as you kind of look ahead, is there anything that gives you any optimism or even on the flip side, any cause for concern as we look at this thing?
Well, on the positive side, what I see is that the overall employment situation in Wyoming is still very good. We've had, maybe 18, 19 months in a row of year-over-year increases in total employment. Energy sector employment is still holding up. So I think that's the good side. I think, in terms of looking at some dark clouds on the horizon there, natural gas prices, will they recover as much as we would like them to? They're starting to rebound a little bit, but I don't think we're going to see $3 per MCF prices until maybe December. And then I think there's also some, area there of a concern in terms of coal. Where will we be exporting coal to? Will it be going to the Midwest? Will it be going to the West Coast? And, I think coal, we just recently had a coal sale, which tells me that there's some optimism, at least in the industry. But I think in the short run here, we still have some concerns about coal.
Jim Robinson, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, Bob, take care.